Thank you very much, Professor Breitenbach, for the invitation. Good afternoon. So this is, of course, a complex topic, Christianization of Athens, and there is much literature on it, based on the testimonies from late pagan philosophers, Neoplatonic philosophers, and also on excavation of early Christian churches. Now, because these excavations took place very early, often in the 19th century, there is little room often for interpretation and trustworthiness of these excavations. But in recent decades, rescue archaeology has added a large amount of information coming from cemeteries of Athens and also coming from the countryside around Athens in Attica. So I'm aiming first to summarize the early evidence from Athens and second to add the evidence from recent rescue excavations. The advance of Christianity in the city of Athens has already been the topic of a considerable number of studies. Discussion was initially based on literary records. An article by Alison France, published in 1965, set a landmark for this discussion as it added archaeological evidence to the historical record. Ever since, relevant discussion has offered rich insights into issues like temple conversion to Christian churches, though scholars have not yet reached broad consensus about the chronological stages and the ways in which Christianity was consolidated in the city. There seems to be a widespread allowance for the view that Athens was a pagan city until the late 5th or the 6th century. This view was expressed by France in 1965 and was followed by Garth Fowden, Paavo Castren, Richard Bayliss, and others. A quote from an article about the pagan holy man in late antique society by Garth Fowden, 1982, goes, quote, "Although her political power was already ancient history, the city of Athena was a living temple of Hellenism. Revered throughout the Greek-Roman world for the renown of her schools and the sanctity of her shrines," end quote. This view was based, on the one hand, on the continuing fame and function of the philosophical schools, and on the other hand, on the fact that only a few Christian buildings could be dated with certainty up to the middle or late 5th century. Now, as we know, both of these methodological problems, namely, one, the reliance on historical sources, especially up until a few decades ago, and two, the lack of securely dated context, are general problems which characterize studies of late antiquity. In the case of Athens, however, there's an advantage which helps cope with this problem, the abundance now of archaeological evidence. So focusing on Athens, it seems that the 5th century was important for the establishment of Christianity. Construction of the Ilissos Basilica has been dated to the 5th century based on its mosaics and the oil lamps found in the crypt, even though chronology to the 6th century has also been proposed. The sumptuous tetraconch building in Hadrian's library was constructed as a church in the first half of the 5th century, according to Travlos. This was based on the observation by him that the synthronon belonged to the original construction phase of the building, which would mean that the building was meant to be a church originally. Ideally, we would need further evidence to confirm this. Considering the tetraconch as a church already in its original phase, namely in the early 5th century, affects greatly the religious image of Athens. This is due to the fact that it occupies the courtyard of the Library of Hadrian, an architectural complex where much of the high-status political and social life of Athens took place. The chronology of the conversion of the Asclepion is more problematic. Marinus's Vita Procle informs us that in year 486, the statue had been taken away, apparently by Christians, therefore it had already stopped functioning as a pagan sanctuary. But there exists no firm evidence for the date of its construction as a basilica. While earlier France preferred a date late in the reign of Justinian, Carivieri, based on the stylistic analysis of its column capitals, dates it between 485 and the early 6th century, probably in the last decades of the 5th century, a date accepted by Helen Saradi recently and others. to further churches were dated to the 5th century, and more precisely to the second half, by Travelos, again, around 1950. These are the small basilica built on the eastern parados of the Theater of Dionysus, just east of the Asclepion, and we will come back to this church. And the second is a basilica built adjacent to the Peribolos of the Temple of Zeus Olympios. Finally, the basilica discovered next to the burial inscription of Bishop Climatius on Lycabitos Hill was dated to the beginning or middle of the 5th century by Sotirio on the basis of the architectural sculpture which he found there. This agrees with the dating of the inscription of Climatius to the 5th century by Dr. Erki Sironen. As a result, the number of Athenian churches dated to the 5th century is not insignificant, and they are shown on this map. Now, the date of the conversion of the Parthenon remains a problem. It was certainly still functioning as a pagan temple shortly before 432, as attested indirectly by Marinus. Franz states that it may have been converted before the Slavic invasion, during the later part of the Justinianic reign. Tanoulas and Osterhout argue for a conversion at the end of the 6th century in the wake of the Slavonic sack of 582. Mango and Caldelis, based on the Tübingen Theosophy, argue for a conversion in the second half of the 5th century. Saradi considers as legitimate the hypothesis that the Parthenon was converted in the late 5th or early 6th centuries. The earliest securely dated burial inscriptions on the temple columns date to 693, but there is an open possibility that other inscriptions date to the 6th century, and we're awaiting the publication by Maria Xenaki about this. In that regard, it is important to consider a grave, not the one depicted here, built almost adjacent to the stylobate of the temple between its southeast corner and the Acropolis wall, reported by Ludwig Ross in 1855. There is no description or image, but Ross informs us that 40 bronze coins were found in its interior. The latest are from the reign of Tiberius, which ended 582. The construction of this grave took place certainly after the deconsecration of the temple, and probably when it was already used as a church. Depicted here is another vaulted grave built on the northeast corner of the peristyle, which is, however, of unknown date. Conversion of the Erechtheion and the temple of Hephaestus in the Agora followed in the 6th and 7th centuries, and other churches were built as well. Evidence for Christianization comes also from cemeteries. In recent decades, a very large number of graves has come to light through rescue excavation. A first presentation was published in 2008, but today I will touch upon aspects that are relevant to the topic of the workshop. Intramural cemeteries have been discovered at the Theater of Dionysus, at the Asclepion, at the Theater of Herodes Atticus, at the Tower of Wentz in the Roman Agora, at the Olympian Basilica, and east of the disused Diocaris Gate along the road leading to the Mesoia Plain. Theoretically, the foundation of intramural cemeteries is due to the practice of burying ad sanctos. In practice, however, only about half of the cemeteries just mentioned can be associated firmly with the church. The Asclepion Cemetery certainly belongs to the ad sanctos practice, since an early Christian reliquary, an encenion, was discovered under the apse. It's not the one depicted here, but the description is very similar to this one. Christian burial inscriptions found in and around the Asclepion have been dated to the 5th and 6th centuries. Christian burial inscriptions found scattered in the Roman Forum have been tentatively explained through the hypothesis that the Tower of Wentz was used as a church or baptistry in late antiquity. But again, no church is accurately known. The Olympion Basilica appears as a clear example of a cemetery church. That is clear. In other cases, things become more complicated. The 4th and 5th century cemetery at the Theater of Herodes Atticus is attested through archaeological finds and inscriptions. Most of them are Christian, but there is also a pagan one, depicted on the left. Was the cemetery associated with the church or no? A church ruin is located just above the theater, but it cannot be dated. Travelos identified it as an early Christian church of St. Andrew, based on an inscription found in secondary use in the area of the Asclepion Basilica, which mentions Ton Agion Andrean on the right. but this assumption remains uncertain. The theater of Dionysus appears to have been used both for Christian and pagan burials, since the early excavator Rosopoulos reported both pagan and Christian burial inscriptions. However, published inscriptions are only Christian, dated by Cyrenian from the 4th to the 6th centuries. Terracotta lamps date from the 4th and the 5th centuries. If the cemetery was founded in the 4th century, as suggested by the material, then its foundation predated the church built in the 5th century in the eastern parados of the theater that was shown before. Archaeological evidence from Italian cities shows that intramural cemeteries, which do not seem connected with the churches built on the spot subsequently, seem to appear in the 4th and 5th centuries. Similarly, 17 graves excavated east of the disused Diocorus Gate have not been associated with any church. In the extramural cemeteries of Athens, which are Keramikos, the Northeast Cemetery, Kinosarges, and the cemetery at the South Gate, graves continue to be constructed without interruption from the classical and Hellenistic period through the Roman period to late antiquity, the latest date to the early and middle 7th century. On the whole, it is hard to differentiate between pagan and Christian burials, at least in the majority of cases. In these cemeteries, Christian burials developed next to pagan ones. Christian tombstones date from the 4th century onwards. Perhaps certain areas were preferred by groups of the same religion, but there is no evidence for clear distinction of areas used by pagans and by Christians. No church has been excavated in these extramural cemeteries, but it is highly possible that some churches existed, and we have parallels from Thessaloniki about this. But if they existed, then their construction most probably followed the burial use of the area by Christians and came as a confirmation or consecration of this area and this practice. Other smaller extramural cemeteries were founded in association with Christian churches. The cemeteries at the Basilica of Leonidas and at Panagia Stin Petra, the ancient Metron and Agres, were founded at Sanctos. The Basilica of Climatius was built at the site of a pagan cemetery, which subsequently became Christian. What becomes apparent is the existence of Christian graves and cemeteries already in the 4th century, before the construction of churches. In the 5th century, which is when our evidence for church construction survives, Christian intramural cemeteries have already changed the tissue of the city, while extramural cemeteries are being gradually Christianized. The second part of my presentation expands the discussion from the city to the countryside. A number of 40 early Christian churches has been excavated or identified safely in Attica. It needs to be stated on the outset that chronology of these churches is often not precise and it does not rely on ceramic studies. Therefore, it is dangerous to discuss the process of Christianity based on the chronology of these churches. But we will use this material in a different way. We will discuss Attic early Christian churches in their geographical setting, built environment, and road networks. This kind of analysis allows some considerations about their function both in the communities and as religious institutions. And on this map, different colors designate different functions. So following questions were postulated. What was the geographic relationship of Attic early Christian churches with the main settlements which were active between the later 5th and the mid 7th century? How did the basilicas make use of regional roads? And in which cases and in which contexts did they replace known ancient sanctuaries? Of course, all these questions demand analysis of the settlement pattern in Attica, which was something done during my PhD. So let us set off. Which were the settlements which acquired early Christian churches? First of all, it was the Civitates. It is important to distinguish Civitates from other urban settlements, which were not Civitates, because this allows us to discern state institutions behind the archaeological image. In early Byzantine Attica, the status of a Roman civitas, equivalent to the Greek name polis, was attributed to four settlements, Athens, Megara, Egosthenia, and Paie. Athens was discussed already. In Megara, three churches are known safely. One of them dates to the 5th century. In Agostana, a settlement protected by a strong fort, a large five-aisled basilica was constructed with a synthronon and a baptistry. In Paye, no church has been found, but little excavation has taken place. The construction of churches in the polis indicates a structural connection between state administration and ecclesiastical organization. We now move to churches at settlements which did not have the title of a polis, civitas, or civitas, but did have urban features. And these are Eleusis, Oropos, Styria or Portorafti, and Lavrion. They are all connected with harbors, and we now understand, thanks to ceramic studies, how much late Roman economy relied on maritime connections through emporia. Next category of are churches built in rural settlements. The extended rural settlements of Marathon and Paeania housed two known churches each, while rural areas of Markopoulo and Kalivia in the Mesogia plain also were served by two churches each. In other words, the existence of a late antique church, or even of more than one church, signifies habitation and activity, but not necessarily the existence of a concentrated settlement, let alone an urban settlement. Other basilicas are not connected with a settlement, but they serve main regional roads. The church of Agios Lucas at Patisia may be associated with the Acarnian road. The basilicas at Trachones, Laureotic Olympos, and Pusipelia are certainly associated with the Astiki Odos, leading from Athens to Sunion. The basilica at Amygdalesa is located on a mountain route with diachronic use, leading from Athens to the northeast coast. Two churches at Kalivia stood on the road which connects the Mesogia plain with southeast Attica. Johannes Koder has already suggested that some of the basilicas situated by roads may have marked the existence of rural markets. So churches may also be regarded as points of crossover, communication, and exchange. Connection with a military site appears to be another factor. Two basilicas have been identified at the foot of the important Eleftherae fort at the entrance into the Megarate in order to proceed to the Peloponnese. And one small church has been excavated on the walled hilltop of Kiafothiti, which oversees the road from Koropitu Vari in southeast Attica. Three basilicas in southeast Attica have very small dimensions, not more than 10 by 5 meters or even less, and may be connected to hamlets or estates. The extensive field research by Hans Lohmann demonstrated that this district was characterized by structures of animal breeding, pens or madria. Shepherd families which move during the year are bound to express their religious needs through less monumental buildings. Still, the discovery of late Roman pottery next to these structures suggests that early Christianity engulfed also this kind of social units. Some churches cannot be connected to any known settlement. So the ones shown here, I will not mention their names. They may have been connected to minor rural settlements, which remain unknown, or they may have been constructed in estates or in the open countryside. Some of these rural basilicas may have functioned as pilgrimage sites, for example, the Kesariani church on Mount Hymettos. It is noteworthy that these rural churches are often similar in size and architecture with urban ones. I think it's worthwhile to keep this in mind, and to keep in mind also the considerable number of rural churches. It is not something documented everywhere in the empire. So in Athens, we know about 10 churches of the period, in the countryside, 40. For example, in the Peloponnese, churches are known almost exclusively at urban sites, civic and non-civic, and very few at rural sites. Now, I think that this is research related because the Attic countryside has been researched a lot. But still, the results from rural Attica elaborate our view about the expansion of churches in the early Christian countryside, and they show an integration of the countryside into the process of Christianization. This point has actually been discussed briefly also by Dr. Sirinen on the basis of some inscriptions, early Christian inscriptions from rural Attica. It is now interesting to see how many churches and which ones replaced pagan sanctuaries. There are only four certain cases of churches which were preceded by an ancient temple, and these are marked with dark pink, and three uncertain ones with light pink. The certain ones are Eleusis, Brauron, Amygdalesa, and Alimos, while the uncertain ones are Trachonis, Glyphada, and Pusipelia. All these are very different cases from each other, and they represent various choices of the ecclesiastical authorities and of local communities. In Eleusis, two early Christian churches are known. The one survives today as Agios Zacharias and stands next to Ieraudos, so outside the sanctuary, while the other, known through inscription, was seen by Lenormand engraved on the door lintel of a Byzantine church, today destroyed, which succeeded the temple of Triptolemos, end quote. Perhaps the latter church aimed to replace or succeed the famous pagan cult, but this cannot be stated with certainty. The most famous case of conversion is Brauron. The ancient sanctuary was one of the most significant in Attica, and its replacement with a basilica may have been a strategic choice of the church. Another case is at Alimos in South Attica. The basilica was built at the site of the ancient sanctuary of Demeter, the Thesmophorion, which had regional fame. The discovery of an encanion in the church sanctuary shows that the basilica was not thought of as a successor to ancient cult exclusively, but rather that it gained its sanctity also from the remains of a martyr or local saint. The Amygdalesa Basilica was constructed at a site which was occupied by a pagan sanctuary dedicated to Apollo in the Hellenistic period. The oblong apsed building at Pusipelia, which has been interpreted as an early form of a Christian church, was erected on top of an Artemis sanctuary along the Astiki Odos. Finally, the early Christian Basilica of Kesariani may be associated with an ancient sanctuary of Aphrodite, attested by literary sources. This is as far as it goes with succession of known Attic rural temples by Christian churches. The conscientious conversion of only a few famous pagan sanctuaries is noteworthy, I think. It becomes even more noteworthy if we consider that formerly important cult sites, such as the Amphiarion in Oropos or Sunion, were located in districts which were well inhabited in late antiquity. Temple conversion to a church, or at least succession by a church, appears to have been a strategy of local ecclesiastical authorities which concerned first and foremost the city of Athens. The countryside was involved in this strategy to a far lesser degree. In cases such as Alimos and Amygdalesa, it seems that it was the local community rather than the official church which initiated church construction. Chronology of these churches is a difficult issue, as noted before, and much of the dating evidence has been lost. A few churches have been dated to the 5th century, the Basilica at Styria, Porto Rafti, which is surrounded by an extended cemetery, the Basilica at Eleusis, succeeded by Agios Zacharias, and the Basilica at Lavrion. Interestingly, all three churches dated to the 5th century are located in coastal minor urban centers. This illustrates the interconnectivity which characterized minor coastal centers with developments in the administrative and the cultural sphere. Also, a 5th century encanion has been found in Megara, which was a civitas, apart from an urban settlement. Now, I have a note on religious life concerning cave sanctuaries, because they are very much discussed. I will go briefly through this. These are mostly two caves, the Cave of Nymphs in Varin on Mount Imitos and the Cave of Pan in Mount Parnes. In both of them, a few thousand of oil lamps of late antiquity have been found, and they bear both pagan and Christian decoration. In the case of Vari, there are also cross graffiti painted on the walls. And also a ring with a cross design has been found in the interior. Now, these sanctuaries show continuity of pagan practices, but this is not exceptional in a world of religious change. Most scholars, for example, Fauden, Lohmann, Casson, Matean, and Saradi, all favor an interpretation of pagan use of these sanctuaries, though Matean allows a possibility for use also by Christians. In my opinion, the lamps with Christian decoration and the other Christian findings listed above certainly allow the hypothesis that there was also Christian cult. A similar example of a cave used both by pagans and Christians is provided by the Fountain of Lamps in Corinth. Cave cult was certainly exercised also by early Christians, as shown in the Davelis cave on Mount Penteli, here, with beautiful early Christian rock reliefs. Moreover, the phenomenon of cave cult in late antique Attica is paralleled in sites of the Western Empire and should thus be interpreted in a wider framework. So what does this material let us know about the progress of Christianity? First, I think that the 5th century is now more accepted than before as a period of consolidation of Christianity within the city of Athens. This is a view reflected also in the recent article by Helen Saradi, who, despite being a historian, adopts very much from the archaeological information. It differs from the earlier view represented by France, who dated this consolidation to the 6th century and emphasized the date 529, so the closure of the philosophical schools by Justinian, as a landmark of religious change. The second half of the 5th century is when many Christian theophoric names appear on inscriptions, according to Trombly. And it is also when Christian decoration on oil lamps becomes predominant, according to Carivieri. There are therefore indications for the establishment of Christianity both from above, namely from ecclesiastical institutions who founded large churches, but also from below, that is, from personal preferences. The evidence from the urban cemeteries supports this view. In the 5th century, intramural cemeteries are clearly visible and are already altering the urban tissue. In the 6th century, most graves in the extramural cemeteries adopt Christian formulae. They are oriented east-west and they normally belong to built clusters. This does not mean, of course, that all cis were Christian, but that the Christian belief was predominant. It may also mean that the extramural cemeteries were now organized by the church. Church construction in the countryside started in the 5th century and took place first at minor urban settlements such as Lavrion, Eleusis, and Styria. Next, churches were built at crucial points of the countryside, such as road junctions and at rural settlements. It seems that this was a process that took place by local communities, including wealthy patrons, which constructed churches for their own needs. Of course, it would have been strongly encouraged by ecclesiastical authorities, especially in the case of the urban centers. But Christianization in Attica was not a violent change imposed upon a pagan population. It was a gradual process. The high number of early Christian Attic churches, the construction of a considerable number of them from the 5th to the mid-6th century, their sizable dimensions and their wide distribution across the landscape show that Christianity was established in rural Attica during late antiquity, following the same scheme as in the regions of the Peloponnese, Thessaly, Epirus, and perhaps Crete. Asia Minor, the Dodecanese, and Cyprus appear to have been Christianized slightly earlier. But Christianization in Attica, I think, is no exception to what happened in the rest of southern Greece. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very, very much for your paper. I'm sure there will be questions.
Ellie, thank you so much. Thank you so much for such an informative and eloquent lecture. I just had a couple questions, fairly simple. One is sort of hyper-specific, I'll leave that. But the first one has to do with the suggestions, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the rural churches in Attica might have been pilgrimage sites. Is that right?
I've pointed out two of them, just.
Just a point for clarification. Do you envision them as destinations for pilgrims or more as, say, stations for Christian believers who might be traveling into Athens? What would be the evidence for these particular churches as pilgrimage sites?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Well, their location, mostly. We don't have any other evidence. The Kesariani church is located next to a road leading through Mount Imitos, but not one of the important routes through Imitos. So that's why I suggest it was not a station so much, but rather a destination in itself.
Okay.
And the other church, which is in the area of Marathon, the upland area of Marathon, is even further away from any regional route. Okay. Yes, that's why,
I can see exactly the reason for the proposal. And then just a very specific question. You had mentioned the small church at Alimos that was superimposed on the Thesmophorion?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you just explain what the architectural arrangement is?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, how exactly do the remains of the early Christian cult space relate to the earlier cult site?
Yes.
Are they built directly on the walls, or do they appropriate any of the architectural features of the earlier building?
Yes, thank you. It's very hard, unfortunately, to answer this question because the Basilica at Alimos was excavated in 1922 by Wrede, and his notes were lost during the Second World War. So we have very few information. We know that the original face of the church was a single aisled one, measured only 11 by 5 meters, so it's the central part, the one with black on this plan. We don't know its exact arrangement upon the ancient temple, unfortunately. And the reason why I suggested that it may have been built by the local population and not the official church is, first, it's basically small dimensions, that you would think that a Christian building based upon a famous pagan sanctuary would have been something more triumphant.
You show us many church buildings from Attica, 40 or 50, I think, and almost dated from the 5th, 6th century. Where are the church buildings of the 4th century?
We do not have any building dated to the 4th century. This is what I...
Yes, yes. But that's a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, because they must have been there.
Well,
yes.
No.
Yeah, but we have the same problem also in Asia Minor, and in some regions they have thought the same like you, that there is no church building because they have not examined or their excavations were very old. But now we have some churches in some regions in the 4th century. In the middle of the 4th century. So it would be not normally in this region also that we have no church in the 4th century. You know, we will see in the next inscriptions, the next lecture over the inscriptions, and we will see that also the most inscriptions are always also from the 5th. 6th century, but there are always some times also from the 4th century.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christian communities there were and where make their or celebrate the mass in the 4th century. You know, it's not believable that there was no church building, but sometimes you find it.
So, yes, if I may answer just very briefly. Of course, this is a big problem. I acknowledge that, and I think everyone does. It is true that we don't have any dating evidence for the 4th century, but as I said before, chronology is a big problem. None of these datings relies on ceramic studies, really none. We do have some Christian inscriptions from burial inscriptions of the 4th century in Athens, though, and I think that this is indicative of what's happening. But this is indeed a gap in our knowledge that I don't know if we can cover regarding this old material.
I mean, it's possible that the KMF Basilica in Crete dates to the late 4th century. The KMF, Knossos Medical Faculty Basilica in Crete, dates to the late 4th century. But I would argue that the Cretan material is slightly earlier anyway than the Athenian or the Attic and the Peloponnesian material. And I think possibly some of the Cycladic material is earlier too. But I mean, on mainland Greece, the earliest stuff we have is in Thessaloniki, and then possibly Thessaly, and then possibly Epidavros or Olympia, but you know, it's, I mean, the majority.
Demetrius.
Thessaloniki, Demetrius, yeah. But
no, in Demetrius.
Oh, yeah, in Thessaly, I mean.
Yes.
In Achilles as well. Yeah, but it's so Thessaloniki in Thessaly, but not really, as Ellie is saying, in Attica or the Peloponnese that much.
But if I may add something, there are two cases of buildings that have been interpreted as Efkhtiri Iki in Attica. One lies at the border of Athens, just outside the city wall, and the other is the one I showed in southeast Attica in Pusipelia. So this might be earlier than 5th century.
So just let's go back to Athens. And I wanted you to clarify about the major question of your title, whether Athens was a stronghold of paganism. So if I understood well, you argue that Athens was not something exceptional compared to the rest of the province, right?
Yes, forgive the provocative title, it's just to give a twist. But
okay.
I'm suggesting that the archaeological evidence makes things to look more normal.
I agree with that, but was Athens a stronghold of paganism as a city? I mean, I understood that your argument was that Athens was not something exceptional, but a pagan city until late, nevertheless. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting that it was strong as a pagan city, but that the Christian institutions were stronger also than we used to.
What we believed or what France believed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also interesting that, taking again from your title, neither churches, nor cemeteries, nor Christian inscriptions actually give decisive evidence
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for suggesting either way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to rely only on the pagan texts, and what else? Perhaps nothing else. Perhaps
unless we believe Travelos that the building in the Library of Hadrian was Christian from the beginning, I think this would have been a good
and
indication for you know, an institutional building right in the heart of Athens. And well, his argument is one from architecture. You know, he says the mortar is the same as that one, but.
And if we take Mangos and Caldelli's theory,
mm-hmm.
then the best we get is that Athens comes on pair with Aphrodisias or not even Gaza. So, this is also very important. The issue of conversion of Parthenon.
It's just a very quick comment, since in the spirit of this being a workshop, right? I would just like to see, since we've talked about chronology, well, obviously there are problems with getting at evidence from church sites that were excavated long ago. But if we can begin to narrow down, let's say, regional trends in the building of churches within smaller time frames. So is it the early or the mid or the late 5th century
mm-hmm.
that we see sort of waves of construction happening, or is it throughout the period? You know, just it would be good to have some more chronological precision within the sort of 5th, 6th century
indeed.
Broad category that is so commonly used.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And thinking about, well, was it really the late 5th or the mid 5th when Attica was coming into its own as a major center for this kind of monumental construction?
Yes. Thank you. I think that's a very good point. I tried to add as much of chronological information as I could in the framework of this paper. I think it would be safer to state that the second half of the 5th century is the one that Athens starts to look Christian also. Because the information about the first half concerns the Tetrarchons in the Library of Hadrian. And that's about it. And maybe a mosaic in Lavrion, in the Basilica of Lavrion. So.
Ellie, thank you very, very much.